Hi, this is Pranav Gothagortha, currently residing at Princeton, New Jersey. It is May 27th, 2020. I'm at my home, currently speaking about my experience with the coronavirus pandemic for the Voices of Princeton. Coronavirus started in Wuhan, and I remember in 2019, I was hearing about a lot of these testing and this new virus coming out called coronavirus. And, you know, I thought it was funny because of the name it has to the beer. But when I started seeing the videos I saw online, I remember my dad tried to show me some videos about the testing that they were doing and the amount of protective gear and some of the people that spoke out against the government during the time. And that was when it started to frighten me because they talked about how easily this virus was spreading and how many people this was killing. So I realized real quick that, you know, this is definitely a problem, but I wasn't really sure how spreadable it was. I just knew about how deadly it was from the headlines you read about the news. When coronavirus really, really hit, like, New Jersey, it was in March for sure, and I remember on March 5th was my birthday, and a week after I was supposed to get on a plane to play a soccer tournament at Vegas. And my friend, like, 2 days, 3 days before the we were supposed to get on the plane, his mom told everyone about how someone in their neighborhood actually had coronavirus. And that was when I really started to get nervous because, you know, I was hearing about cases in New Jersey, Washington, New York, pretty much across the country at the time. And I knew that, you know, Princeton was definitely a place where people are coming in around the country, and, you know, there are people from different places, and a lot of my classmates actually have family outside of the country. So I knew that it was about time before, you know, the virus would come to Princeton. So I was just kind of waiting to hear about the first confirmed one. And, you know, I think I started getting a little bit of anxiety because at the time there was big conferences happening, I think, in Boston. And, you know, a lot of people from that I knew went to this video game conference, and then there was another conference happening that had to do with biotechnology. And I know a lot of people from the Princeton area went to that as well. And they saw a great amount of people had coronavirus. I think like 10 people at that Boston convention had coronavirus. So, you know, this is when red flags started to happen. And this week was, I think all hell broke loose because the coronavirus was confirmed with an NBA game, Rudy Gobert. And I'll never forget that because that was when the first domino to go, because then throughout the news, it was Rudy Gobert, then it was Tom Hanks, and it was like so many people, famous people, regular people, you know, it was all over the news. And this was when it was like everyone was staying inside, and I, you know, obviously our family had to protect ourselves, and, you know, we definitely weren't ready to what was to come. I think the school handled it well. At first, the plan was to be away from school for 2 weeks, try out the distance learning, come back. And then during this time, the New York City and the state of New York was getting bombarded with coronavirus cases. So, you know, it kind of lasted longer and longer, and, you know, things weren't slowing down anytime soon. And almost all my, I'd say all my activities were kind of canceled for the most part. So life was on hold. Day-to-day activities, you know, I remember when the coronavirus first started to be super prevalent, our family wouldn't touch the mail. We disinfect everything. I mean, I'd wash my hands every day. But, you know, as time goes on, you know, this really broke. The havoc started in March, and now it's May. So, you know, throughout April, and things have slowed down a little bit. And, you know, so far it seems that things are getting a little better. There's yet to be a vaccine, but that's what they've been talking about. In terms of school, school's been online, and I think the teachers have been going with it very well. It's definitely weird running online, and the first weeks have been hard, but I've been starting to get the gist of it, and things are going pretty smoothly. But, you know, it's definitely not normal for anyone, and I don't think anyone would think we'd be in this position. There's always so much you can do at home, and, you know, at the end of the day, nothing will match the real deal. I mean, like, playing soccer, yes, you can practice at home, but, you know, being on the field with other people, it's a completely different experience, and I think that goes for school as well. How has COVID-19 affected my community? I'd say, I think it's brought people together virtually, but also it's keeping us very distant from each other, not just physically, but emotionally. When the first broke out, you know, I had the chance to reconnect with a lot of family and a lot of friends that, you know, we haven't talked for a while, as, you know, everyone started to have more time, and, you know, in a way, life has really, really stopped for the most part. But now I think it's pretty negative. A lot of people have lost their jobs, and it's just not, like, a great state to be in. I feel that the states and the country are doing the best they can. Locally, I think, you know, in terms of school, like, the online school has been great. The teachers have been really easy to reach out to. But, you know, at the state and national level, you know, there's always so much we can do. I mean, at the time, the hospitals were being, you know, filled up to max capacity. And, you know, it was a huge problem. But, you know, as time went on, it's gone better. Some hobbies I've picked up. I've actually gone to skateboarding like I used to a long time ago. And, I've been trying to, you know, code more and get a lot of work done in math in school and focus on some other stuff. It's been pretty good overall. But, you know, staying quarantined with your family all day, it's definitely something to get used to. And, you know, we haven't been eating out for a while because of the pandemic, so. Never thought that this, you know, something like this would happen for sure. And, you know, I think coronavirus really brought, you know, people together to what they missed the most. Whether that's like, you know, seeing the, seeing the your friends at school, seeing just everyday people, you know, walking past your neighbors, just saying hi, you know, living a normal life. You just don't realize how much you take it for granted because you never think it would like go away for even like a, you know, a day or a week, right? So, like, this is just, I'd say, unimaginable, but, you know, I saw an article from, like, Bill Gates and his YouTube video, and they talked about predicting a virus, and, you know, it definitely was very probable, and especially with time and things like this, you know. In the future, what's something I'd want people to know about my experience, you know? I think it's been affecting people unproportionately. I don't think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you're part of like a minority group or a non-essential group, it's a lot harder to come out. And I think this is just, we're seeing a lot of faults in, you know, the system or, you know, things we have put in place. I know I'm just like, you know, I'm 16 while we're recording this and I'll look back and I'll probably still agree, but, you know, it's definitely showing the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, there's just so much that's going on, and it's really, I think people have shown their true colors during these times, and it's very hard to, you know, to just keep, you know, keep your head up and work throughout the circumstances, because usually when problems like this happen, you can resolve, you know, face to face, but we can't even, like, see each other in person. Like, if you wanted to help, you'd also put yourself at risk, so it's definitely it's a very double-edged sword, and you know, I think the best thing you can do is stay at home for others that can't. And yeah, that's for the most. In the future, I'd like people to know just how crazy these times were. And, you know, the fact that I was at one point in online school. And I'm more curious to see what people who didn't live through it, you know, think about this. They'll definitely be looking at our videos of what I was doing. And they'll be like, you really had to do that? You know, go to school online or, you know, stay 6 feet away from everyone. And eventually, I think when we come back to school, we will most likely be wearing masks and safety precautions and stuff like that. So it'll definitely be a sight to be seen. But I'm not sure what the future holds, but, you know, I'd really think it will get better eventually. And we can just stay hopeful. But yeah, I think that's my overall summary with the coronavirus and my experience. I hope this could help anyone that wants to know from my perspective, and more importantly, I'd like to see what the future me and other people in the future think of this. All right, thank you.